Yeah, it's my brother, yeah. Hey, hello?
Oh, hi, John. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up. I know that last we spoke, you said that you wanted to take care of the payment on Thursday or Friday, but you also wanted to add another product to your marketing. Is that correct?
So, yes. I have to wait until tomorrow. But as far as the I just had questions about it, really, because I have another business that I'm about to try to start up, which is basically to keep it short and brief. I'm working on creating a an HR app for small business owners and stuff to be able to utilize to make their job more efficient and easier and kind of cut paper costs. And that's I'm in development of that, and it's going to be probably within the next 3 months. I'm going to have it finalized and get a working product out on the app stores and everything like that for people to be able to utilize it. But yeah, I wanted to find out if I was able to, if that was a thing that I was able to do, since it was my website, if I was able to, you know, promote products and stuff like that, if I had my hand in it.
We could add whatever you like to your website as far as products, but as far as optimization on Google, I wouldn't recommend putting anything on there that's conflicting to what you offer. Because here's why. Let's say that somebody's in your area and they're searching for, you know, office furniture installation, for example, right? Because we've given you the strongest, most dominant internet presence in those keywords, you're going to rank on the first page when those types of keywords are typed in, right? But now, let's say you want the HR app for the small businesses to also show as a keyword. That's going to be conflicting, and the web crawlers might not even recommend you when people are looking for office furniture installation, right?
Right, so that makes sense.
Yeah, so if you want to put it on your website that, hey, I also have a an HR app, and please go to the app store for it. We could put a link on there or something. That wouldn't hurt you. I just wouldn't actively promote it with this campaign. One thing that I think might work very well with something like that is we also do Facebook ads. So what we can do is create a business Facebook associated with the app, and then when people are on their app store looking for that type of, application, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there would be an ad for that, for your app coming up. So I think that that would work well. And with our Facebook ads, all we charge is a 25% management fee. So you can start those in any increment that you want. You can say, hey, I want to try it and spend $100. Or I want to try it and spend $300. And then what we do is we send it over to Facebook and we set your daily budget accordingly to what you pay us.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah,
not bad
I think that'll be, yeah, we're way below industry standard, by the way. Management fees are usually 35%. We only charge 25%. So I think that would probably be the best route to go. So I'll put some notes in here that we talked, and if you're ready, once it develops within the next 3 months to start promoting that, just let me know, and we'll get some Facebook ads running for it too, okay?
That sounds perfect, because the company that's helping me create the app, they're going to be promoting as well, and the idea behind what I'm trying to accomplish is I'm trying to have as many avenues as I possibly can to promote this thing so that there's, it's seen by more people. So that's definitely something I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that will definitely get the application seen by more people. So, yeah, I think that you have a really good motto with it. And if the other company's going to promote it as well, it sounds like you're going to be getting some exposure here and there even once it launches. So that's really good.
Yeah, because the way that I have it set up, I mean, I'm toying with the cost of it right now, but to keep things brief, if I'm creating something that's not outright killing, but you know, so simplifying three different jobs for small business owners that instead of them having to pay up to $113,000 to $115,000 a year for three different jobs, they're paying
right.
maybe $8,000 a year. So it's like $150 a month for the subscription for it and set it up as a subscription base. The more exposure that I have for it means the more people. If I have 10,000 people download this app and subscribe to it monthly, that's $1.5 million a month.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's really exciting. So you're right. So the main thing is get the word out so that those 10,000 people can find it, you know? You might
right.
also want to consider Google pay-per-click ads for something like that, you know? And those
yeah.
work the exact same way. We can do it in whatever increment you want, and all we charge is a 25% management fee. So
yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, it really depends on, you know, where you want to market it as far as how large you'd want that budget to start with. Because, you know, let's say that you're like, okay, it's an app, so I can promote it anywhere within the entire nation. Something like that is going to cost, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a month to promote, right? But if
right.
you start out small and say, hey, why don't I just start, you know, here and maybe set a 60-mile radius or a 100-mile radius and start tracking it and see the responses that I'm getting, then you could always grow the campaign as you go, you know, but it just really depends on, you know, what type of, you know, how aggressive you want to be, I should say, initially getting it going.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, even if it's the first 100 people, that's still a lot of money. And that would be like what my idea would be to, you know, use the money that I would make from that to push it further and make it go further, because I'm not greedy and I'm patient. So.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the main thing is, you know, once it starts taking off, then, you know, you start increasing the budget, because I'm a firm believer that you have to be able to crawl before you can walk, you know. So sometimes people call me out the gate and say, hey, I want this campaign and I want to spend $5,000, and that's great. But I always say, you know, why not start with a smaller budget, get some solid ROI coming in first, and then adjust the campaign. And that sounds like that's, you know, kind of what your business model will be. And I always like that better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but okay. So the system tries to process the payment once daily. So if you think it'll be in there tomorrow, it'll probably automatically go through. But I'll check
okay.
your account next week. And if there's any problems, I'll reach out to you again. Okay.
Okay. That sounds perfect.
All right, and in the meantime, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday, too.
Merry Christmas to you as well, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, John. Okay,
okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.